The scripture reading today is from Isaiah chapter 5, verses 1 through 7, and chapter 11, verses 1 through 5. Let me sing for my beloved, my love song concerning his vineyard. My beloved had a vineyard on a very fertile hill. He dug it and cleared it of stones and planted it with choice vines. He built a watchtower in the midst of it and hewed out a wine vat in it. He expected it to yield grapes, but it yielded wild grapes. And now, inhabitants of Jerusalem and people of Judah, judge between me and my vineyard. What more was there to do for my vineyard that I have not done in it? When I expected it to yield grapes, why did it yield wild grapes? And now I will tell you what I will do to my vineyard. I will remove its hedge, and it shall be devoured. I will break down its wall, and it shall be trampled down. I will make it a waste. It shall not be pruned or hoed, and it shall be overgrown with briars and thorns. I will also command the clouds that they rain no rain upon it. For the vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel, and the people of Judah are his pleasant planting. He expected justice, but saw bloodshed, righteousness, but heard a cry. A shoot shall come out from the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge, and the fear of the Lord. His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide by what his ears hear, but with righteousness he shall judge the poor and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt around his waist, and faithfulness the belt around his loins. In our hearing, our speaking, and living,
may God's word of grace abound.
Now, I had told you last week about my friend George Hughes, who when it came time for him to deliver his stewardship sermon, was nowhere to be seen. We didn't plan this. Julie really is sick. She's not going to come down the aisle with the mop bucket, as tempting as that would have been. When she got up yesterday and she said, "I don't feel good," we play this game on Saturday is when one of us doesn't feel good. Well, how bad do you feel? Well, just a little. I think I can make it. Yesterday, she said, "How bad do you feel?" She said, "I'm not going tomorrow." And she said that she had a dream Friday night, Saturday morning, that her kneecaps ached. So her sinuses are so bad that her kneecaps ache. She feels better this morning, I think. So she wrote this this message for you. "Friends, I hate not being with you this morning. I love Pledge Sunday and especially love our time of blessing. I will miss that, but do not want to share this bug with all of you. I had a good story about a fig bush in my sermon, but you'll just have to wait for that. And this sermon, by the way, is just everything about the vine and the branches and the garden and all that. This is tailor-made for a Julie People's garden sermon. So you'll just have to wait. Several weeks ago, I looked down the hallway and saw a couple making their way slowly, gazing at all the artwork, peeking in the chapel. I assumed that they were there for a meeting, so I greeted them and asked them if they were looking for a particular room. As it turned out, the woman and her friend said they were visiting from out of state and just looking around. The woman had grown up in this church many years ago and had not been back since moving away. The two were marveling at some of the changes, as well as the fact that some things were the same. We had a lovely conversation. When they were turning to leave, the woman turned to me with a serious expression and said, "I've been keeping track of this church and what you all are up to. Here it comes," I thought. "I'm about to be scolded." But instead, the woman grinned, winked, and said, "Y'all keep up the good work. This church was my home, and it continues to inspire me." I breathed a sigh of relief and thanked her. In the biblical vineyard image, God's people are intertwined. The image is not a field of separate plants or random flowers, but a beautiful vineyard. We are connected, all of us, with those who have gone before us here, with this community and beyond, and with one another. We are not perfect, but we are beloved. "I am the vine," Jesus said, "and you are the living branches." We are, thanks be to God, a healthy vineyard. We have continued to be a place of welcome. Our boards and council and staff provide great leadership. We have classes and small groups, beautiful art, new and vital efforts in creation justice. We respond to the needs of our neighbors and the community every day of the week. We continue to create safe space for all to come and engage in meaningful dialogue on difficult issues. We stand with our immigrant and refugee neighbors. Tomorrow morning, some of us will once again stand as a witness to God's all-inclusive love as forces of bigotry try to inflict their hatefulness on the LGBTQIA community. Our giving has been strong and faithful. Keeping a vineyard healthy takes a big investment of time and hard work and money. It takes the grace of God and the generous spirit of the congregation. Today we make our commitment to God's vineyard again. I hope you will give because you love being a part of the vine. That your life and our lives and our world are better because this particular vineyard exists. If for no other reason, give because your pastor isn't feeling well and needs the good news. Thank you for your faithful giving. Thank you for being a big-hearted, justice-minded, laughter-loving people that you are. You are beloved indeed. See you soon, Julie. She even has an emoticon on this. I don't trust clergy who use emoticons. But that's just me. It seems to me that's our training. We are creators of emoticons.
What's an emoticon?
Oh, those little thingies that you can add to text messages and emails, those little smiley faces and frowny faces and crying and I thought I had said everything to you about stewardship I was going to say last week. But you know, that never stops a preacher from just going on and on and on. I won't. I'll just invite you to look at these cards, 39, I believe. These are things that you said of why you love this church. Read them as you come up and wait to be blessed. Read them as you go back to your seats. Read them in here. Read them in fellowship hall. They're inspiring. You are inspiring. As you are ready, I invite you to come up, place your pledge cards in the basket. If you're like me, I left mine home, so I created another one, put one, put it in the basket, and then come to either me or to Terry Moore Painter for a prayer, a blessing. But all of you, friends, strangers, guests, those who aren't ready to pledge, those who never pledge, come for a prayer.